What show you tune in is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMMM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
We are back, hour two of the National Intel Report. Folks, I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we are live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this first day of February 2006. On the subject here of Iraq, I'll tell you what, I'll get into that. This is a short segment. Let me squeeze in a phone call here, Mr. Producer. Jeff in Texas. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hello, John. This is Jeff in Austin. I called you a couple years back about terrorist activity, namely the whole Israelis and moving van scandal. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do.
Given your experience and time up in Michigan and with the auto industry, I hate to make you switch gears here, but I wanted to get your take on all of this hype that's been going around on a couple other shows about a potential terrorist attack at the Super Bowl. This morning or yesterday, there was a story in the Kansas City Star about the CSC, the company that handles the security for the NFL, being switched out with three small companies, and the FBI, the Secret Service, and the Michigan State Police being involved in the security. You know, classic sign, or at least one element or clue that something could be up, you know, because...
No. And what you're looking at, what you're witnessing is just hype. By the way, you know who's going to be there? You want to talk about bombing the Super Bowl in Detroit?
Right.
And quite frankly, I will say, because I've been around in the streets in Detroit, it needs bombed. I mean, it already looks like it's been bombed out. But
yeah, I know.
It needs to be demolished and done away with. But at any rate... who's going to be there is going to be the Brown Bomber. Condoleezza Rice is going to be at the Super Bowl. So let's put out the hype that there may be a possible terrorist attack or maybe nuclear. Look, I've been hearing everything lately from nuclear bombs going off in Texas City, Texas. This is all hype. And I got into a lengthy discussion with some people that showed up here at the network today. One
right.
of them is a preacher, as a matter of fact.
Right.
And I was talking to him about this, and I said, look, even the brain dead in the news agencies out there smelled a rat after they saw what was coming out of just the public through the internet, through people's publications, their movies, whatever, about 9/11.
Right.
All eyes, if something happens in this country, it's not going to be the fast shuffle, let's get the news story, let's get the talking heads, let's get the scripts, get the teleprompters, all that stuff fired up. No. What they're initially going to be looking at the next possible scenario, they're going to be looking at this with a jaundiced eye.
Right.
And I said to him, I said, look, the only thing that they have to do is let the economy tank the way it's going to anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
There is national terrorism going on in this country right now, and it's from these economic terrorists in Washington, D.C.
I got a specific question for you if you
okay.
just hold me over.
Yeah, hold on one second. We've got to take the break. We'll come back on the other side. You want to join us on this afternoon's broadcast, folks, after that sterling speech by Mr. Bush last night, 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Yeah, Jeff, let me finish my thought here about this supposed terrorist attack, you know, nuclear weapons, whatever the case may be. As I said, I've been hearing a lot of hype about this. There is one Eric May out there. It's been on everybody's broadcast sounding the... It sounds to me like a government line. Excuse me for saying this, Mr. May. I know you're listening to this broadcast, but I won't touch you with a 10-foot pole. At any rate, this sounds like the government continually hyping the supposed terrorists that they're going to attack us with nuclear weapons or dirty bombs or whatever the case may be. What I perceive happening here is the economy. They're going to let the economy crash. We're going to go into a deep, deep recession, if not depression, worldwide, in which case the cities will burn. Just take a look at recently here, Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans, what was happening down there. People without food, water, housing, whatever the case may be, put that on steroids and multiply that across the country. People aren't going to go through the 29 depression exercise when the monetary people decided to pull all the money out of circulation. We're not going to have polite people standing in government bread and cheese lines. They're going to be looting, robbing, and burning down cities. Hence, there comes your martial law. This is what they've been practicing for a long, long time. So go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I understand. I see what you're saying with all of that. What I'd like to get from you, given your experience and your time up there, is if I'm Ford or GM and I realize that I'm shutting down plants, laying off tens of thousands of workers, my stocks are going into, or my bonds are going into junk status, I know I've got massive labor, capital, and facility expenditures, not to mention potential EPA lawsuits, cleanup, asbestos, et cetera, for that whole Detroit industrial complex. Could you put a dollar price figure on that and tell us how big a hit to those big companies there are and how big a relief it would be if there was a major catastrophe there and they could just simply claim the insurance money?
Yeah, I don't think it would be an insurance claim. What I do think is these people at GM and Ford, as well as Daimler Chrysler, they all have the inside track. They have bevies of people monitoring their sales, production costs, future trends, markets, so on and so forth. What I think that Ford and GM is doing right now, rather than doing this amidst chaos, is they're doing their downsizing now in order to survive. That's what I believe that they're doing right now.
How big a population of angry, unemployed people are going to fester there in that whole Detroit metroplex now?
Man, I'm telling you, I would. If you thought after the 1984 World Series and the Tigers won, they ripped the streets up then, just hang on. I have no idea. I don't get into predictions like that except to say that it ain't going to be pleasant.
Right, absolutely. If the economy did just collapse on its own, it would have a different effect as far as who got blamed in the collective consciousness than if there was a false flag terror attack, though. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, and that's what I've said all along, that if you look at this situation, how does a politician love to have confusion around him is when he can point the fingers in other directions and nobody's pointing the finger at him. There is going to be plausible deniability in Washington, D.C. when this economy goes down the tubes, and in the ensuing chaos, there's not going to be a whole lot of people that are going to take the time to rake these people over the coals. It's going to be literally, with the amount of debt that every household holds in this country right now, the ensuing job market shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, the housing market just blowing apart, all of this going on, there's not going to be a whole lot of time to attack our fine Congress critters in Washington, D.C. So they're going to have, I guess you could call it, a cushion of plausible deniability.
Yeah, I see that, but I think what gets left out there is the national will, or the attempt to raise the national will to go fight Iran. If that happens, there won't be any, because people will say, we've got too many problems here. However, if there's a false flag attack, that may sway people to support an attack on Iran, because we know that's coming. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
George Bush doesn't need any support for that.
Yeah,
not any more support than he had for invading Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting next 90 days, I'm sure of that.
Oh, just hang on to your hats, because I'll tell you what, we can make predictions, we can follow stuff, and we can make various predictions that, you know, it's just an inevitability to watch the progression of things and watch where they're going to end up.
But, right.
You know,
it's just when I see a change in security. See, I wasn't really listening to the Super Bowl hype until I saw that, because you can look at the JFK assassination and 9/11, and you'll see a change in security, unexpected.
Yeah, well, you know.
It makes you wonder.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Condi Rice, the Brown Bomber, she might make a good football coach, or maybe even a tutor for Joey Harrington for the Detroit Lions that didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year.
Well, if you think you're the NFL bigs, you know, how badly do you want to have a Super Bowl up in Detroit where it's miserably cold, where it's not a rich city? You're not going to make a whole lot of money there in that area. I guess money will be made on TV.
Now, hold on a second. There's people making money in Detroit. Ford Sr., bought the Detroit Lions, and in the 90s it was worth, I think, a paltry $125 million or something. It is now worth $750 million. So, and that's with a losing team.
Right, and so that's coming from the receipt sales at the stadiums then?
You got some diehard, loyal Lions fans in
right.
Detroit, Michigan, that will fill the bleachers up all the time. They just
right.
built a brand-new stadium up there at Ford Field.
That's yeah. good to know. See, that's why I'm asking you that.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. All right, well, we'll have to see.
All righty.
All right, God bless America. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Make that godless America. I have a picture in my office that, you know, these little signs that they, portable signs they put out with the little blinking 150-watt bulbs, you know, and hang, you know, open for business or sale today or whatever. You know, you've seen them all over the country. Well, somebody had sent me a picture where they had a windstorm the day before, and it blew one of the letters off of the sign, and it was supposed to read, God bless America. Well, the wind blew away the B, and it showed up as Godless America. Congress to grant Patriot Act extension. This was part of Mr. Bush's presentation last night that he is urging. And from the applause from both sides of the aisle, I didn't see this as a good sign, but story out today, the Patriot Act is set to be extended for another month while conservative Republicans and the White House work out changes they say would protect people from government intrusion without weakening the war on terror. I don't know how that's going to be possible. The Austin Un-American Statesman said, yes, we're going to continue eavesdropping on Al-Qaeda calls in America. Well, how do they know what? When you get a phone nowadays, phone service along with your Social Security number, they ask if you're Al-Qaeda? Oh, I see how this is going to work. They're going to be tapping everybody's telephones to find out who Al-Qaeda operatives are inside the USA. And by the way, don't call them Al-Qaeda. Call them Al-CIA-da. A day after President Bush insisted that Congress renew 16 provisions set to expire Friday, the House was set to extend the act until March 10th to give negotiators more time to come up with a deal. The Senate was expected to follow before the deadline. The enemy has not lost the desire or capability to attack us. Fortunately, this nation, and I'm quoting Bush here, this nation has superb professionals in law enforcement, intelligence, the military, and homeland security. I ask you to reauthorize the Patriot Act. It would be the second time Congress has extended the law, originally passed 5 weeks after September 11th. The Patriot Act was due to expire December 31st. Just before leaving for Christmas, Congress extended the law until February 3rd because Senate Democrats and four libertarian-leaning Republicans blocked a final vote on a measure negotiated by the White House that would have made most expiring provisions permanent. The Republicans were concerned about excessive police powers. Now, in light of the recent caller here, it very well could be here that we do have more false flags out there being flown, more hype on possible terrorist attacks. They claim that they've thwarted quite a number of terrorist attacks here in the United States. But they can't give us any details because that violate national security and we don't want to tip off the enemy. Give me a break. I have yet to see a cop that nails a bad guy that doesn't like to brag to his buddies. Okay? The 2001 law makes it easier for federal agents to gather and share information in terrorism investigations, install wiretaps, and conduct secret searches of households and businesses. At issue are 16 provisions that Congress wanted reviewed and renewed by the end of last year. Objections to the compromise last fall centered on the degree to which people and institutions that receive national security letters, these are secret requests for phone, business, and internet records, can appeal them in court. Senators Larry Craig, Republican out of Idaho, and John Sununu, Republican out of New Hampshire, say the law makes it nearly impossible to challenge the NSLs and their secretive demands for information. Craig told reporters this week that the White House had agreed to some changes that would address his concerns, but declined to describe talks further. Yeah, what do you expect these people in Washington, D.C. to do? I was waiting for some congressman or senator or somebody that was listening to that speech to stand up. Of course, they'd be out of a job. They'd be shuffled out of there by the Secret Service. But some well-known person to get up and call this guy a traitor. I was waiting for it to happen. Maybe that's why I stuck around for that entire hour that seemed to last four while watching the State of the Union address. And Cindy Sheehan, of course, she was arrested, and not a lot of details were available. Well, that's what the news media said. I watched the news this morning, no follow-up detail. Well, let me give you the skinny on this deal. Most of you have probably already heard, and this is Cindy Sheehan speaking, I was arrested before the State of the Union address last night. I am speechless with fury at what happened and with grief over what we have lost in our country. We'll let you know exactly what Cindy Sheehan had to say about her arrest last night as an invited guest, by the way, to watch Mr. Bush's State of the Union address. Maybe they were afraid she would have stood up and called him a traitor. Maybe that's what they were afraid of. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Cindy Sheehan said, I'm speechless with fury of what happened with the grief over what we have lost in our country. There have been lies from the police and distortions by the press. So this is what really happened. This afternoon at the People's State of the Union address in Washington, D.C., where I was joined by Congresspersons Len Woolsey, John Conyers, Ann Wright, Malik Rahim, and John Kavanaugh, Lynn brought me a ticket to the State of the Union address. At that time, I was wearing a T-shirt that said, 2,245 dead, how many more? After the PSOTU press conference, I was having second thoughts about going to the SOTU. I don't know what these words mean, folks. It's an acronym for something. I'm not sure. But at any rate, at the Capitol, I didn't feel comfortable going. I knew George Bush would say things that would hurt me and anger me. And I knew that I couldn't disrupt the address because Lynn had given me the ticket. And I didn't want to be disruptive out of respect for her. I, in fact, had given the ticket to John Bruns, who is in the Iraq Veterans Against the War. However, Lynn's office had already called the media, and everyone knew I was going to be there, so I sucked it up and I went. I got the ticket back from John, and I met one of the Congresswomen, Barbara Lee's staffers, in the Longsworth Congressional Office building, and we went to the Capitol via the underground tunnel. I went through security once, then I had to use the restroom and went through security again. And that's just a check, I'm sure, that you use toilet paper. I don't know. My ticket was in the fifth gallery, front row, fourth seat. The person who, in a few minutes, was to arrest me helped me to my seat. I had just sat down, and I was warm from climbing three flights of stairs back up from the bathroom, so I unzipped my jacket. I turned to the right to take my left arm out when the same officer saw my shirt and yelled, "Protester!" He then ran over to me, hauled me out of my seat, and roughly, with my hands behind my back, shoved me up the stairs. I'd said something like, "I'm going, do you have to be so rough?" By the way, his name was Mike Waite. The officer ran with me to the elevators, yelling at everyone to move out of the way. When we got to the elevators, he cuffed me and took me outside to await a squad car. On the way out, someone behind me said, "That's Cindy Sheehan," at which point the officer who arrested me said, "Take these steps slowly." I said, "You didn't care about being careful when you were dragging me up those other steps." He said, "That's because you were protesting." She says, "Wow, I got hauled out of the people's house because I was protesting." I was never told that I couldn't wear the shirt into the Congress. I was never asked to take it off, zip up my jacket, or anything else. If I'd been asked to do any of those things, I would have, and written about the suppression of my freedom of speech later. I was immediately and roughly, and she said, "I have the bruises and muscle spasms to prove it," hauled off and arrested for unlawful conduct. The woman sat down. After I had my personal items inventoried and my fingers printed, a nice sergeant came in and looked at my shirt and said, "2,245? I just got back from there. I told him that my son died there. That's when the enormity of my loss hit me. I have lost my son. I have lost my First Amendment rights. I have lost the country that I love. Where did America go? I started crying in pain. What did Casey die for? What did the 2,244 other brave young Americans die for? What are tens of thousands of them over there in harm's way for? Still, for this? I can't even wear a shirt that has the number of troops on it that George Bush and his arrogant and ignorant policies are responsible for killing. I wore the shirt to make a statement. The press I knew was going to be there, and I thought every once in a while they would show me and I'd have the shirt on. I didn't wear it to be disruptive, or I would have unzipped my jacket during the speech. If I had any idea what happens to people who wear T-shirts that make the neocons uncomfortable, that I would be arrested, maybe I would have, but I didn't. There have already been many wild stories out there. I have some lawyers looking into filing a First Amendment lawsuit against the government for what happened tonight. I will file it. It is time to take our freedoms and our country back. I didn't want to live in a country that prohibits any person, whether or not he, she, has paid the ultimate price for that country, from wearing, saying, writing, or telephoning any negative statements about the government. That's why I'm going to take my freedoms and liberties back. That's why I'm not going to let Bush Co. take anything else away from me or you. So I am appreciative of the couple of hundred of protesters who came to jail while I was locked up to show their support. We have so much potential for good. There is so much good in so many people. 4 hours and two jails after I was arrested, I was let out again. I'm so upset and sore, it's hard to think straight. Keep up the struggle. I promise you, I will too. There you go. Let's go back to the phones. Richard in Texas. Hello, Richard.
Hey, John, this is Richard in Austin. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when it comes down to all these terror alerts, terror warnings, terror false flags, whatever they are, we're kind of in a catch-22 because I think we can just refer to that little children's story about the little boy that cried wolf. And the time that we do not at least report on these news items, then that could be very well the time that they actually pull these things off. So I have no doubt that they're feeding us these warnings for us to cry wolf, to do the, the terror warning fatigue on our audience. But our audience just has to be sophisticated enough to realize that that's the environment that we're in.
Well, and it's this, Richard, it's a situation. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Exactly.
You know, but there are too many people, yourself included, and many other people that listen to these radio programs that are more than aware of the hoax of 9/11. And there are people within the medias that I have spoken to, and I'm a man of my word. I promised not to divulge what they had to say. But, well, since this guy's dead now, I forgot about doing this. I'll tell you what the guy, the anchor that just died of cancer, told me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Sorry, Richard, we were interrupted by a commercial break there.
No problem. Well, I know that, like you said, we are in a catch-22 on the terror alerts and warnings, but I don't know. I just feel like in my heart that somehow that in the past few years since 9/11, that when we have talked about these potentials, these rumors of terror attacks and everything else, I really think that that's what's helped to fend some of these things off, because here we are over 4 years past 9/11 without a known terror attack here in the United States. So I just think we just have to keep being the watchman on the wall, and you know, our audience and all of us just have to understand that this is the environment that we're in, and this is how we can prevent these things, is by exposing them, and a few people making calls to the sheriff's departments or whatever, be on the watch for this or that, and that's just the PSYOP war that we're in.
Well, and what I was going to say, Peter Jennings, that passed away last year from cancer, when I was at the Republican National Convention last August in New York City, I had an opportunity for about 15 minutes to talk to this guy. And he asked, after a couple of minutes, he looked at me and said, "Who are you?" And I told him, I said, "Well, we've got a small network called Republic Radio International." And we kibitzed for about 10 minutes about the goings-on and the political brouhaha that he covers, and he was quite tired of it. And that led me around to asking the question about why didn't any of the medias, and especially the group that he was connected with, ABC, why didn't they do more news stories that weren't necessarily challenging the government, but bringing up questions that a lot of people have had about 9/11? And he didn't say anything. And he kind of got that thousand-yard stare. And when I asked him the question, I said, did you believe all that crap that they said about 9/11? Did you believe the Keene report and that commission? And I said, do you think 9/11 was pulled off by some shadow elements within our own government? He was standing there waiting for his limousine, and I'm sure Saved by the Bell.
Right.
He looked down at the ground. He kind of not grimaced, but kind of shook his head very, very slowly, continued to look at the ground, and then just sauntered off, and that was it.
Well, I think you nailed it right there, Saved by the Bell. But in the meantime...
He told me, by the way, he said, you know, anything that I say, I don't want this reported. And I told him, I said, if that's what you wish, I said, I am a man of my word, and I won't... Not that we had discussed anything of any merit that would be derogatory towards him personally or ABC News, but I just wanted to get a feel from this guy that millions of people watch this guy every night, night in, night out. I wanted to ask that question, and now that he's dead, I'd forgotten to bring it up. Now that he's dead, I guess I'm not breaking my word.
Well, I don't know if he would have given you the respect of a posthumous report on something you wouldn't have wanted covered, but anyway, well, I'll tell you what, well, let's just take these terror alerts in stride and report them objectively, throw them out there to the wind, and if there's any truth to them or whatever, hopefully law enforcement will get wind of these. Hopefully they monitor these broadcasts, and that way they can take appropriate action
I can guarantee you that law enforcement, as a matter of fact, during the break, I was out standing outside of the building checking our frequency for this hour on WWRB, and one cop that I'd seen around quite a bit, I'd never met him professionally. In other words, he's never pulled me over, but I recognized his face. He just drove by and gave me a big thumbs up. So,
right. The environment of Williamson County, I think, has changed a little bit here lately because I recently was kind of pulled over in that area. I don't want to name any names, but, you know, I was just kind of given a warning and let go. So,
And I've been pulled over several times here by Williamson County sheriffs and Round Rock Police, and I haven't gotten any tickets.
There you go.
So,
well, John, thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you, Richard. John in Minnesota. Hello, John.
Greetings, John.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. He speaks. I haven't heard from you in months.
Well, I've been working.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
But anyhow, well, you know, we have to support this regime into the style which they've become accustomed, don't we?
Yeah.
And if we're going to support anything else opposing this team, why, requires that we have an income, extended income. Anyhow, I'll disagree with you on that speech. My aunt used to write those. She was a trained psychologist. And that was one of the finest pieces of psychological programming I have ever seen.
What, you talking about Bush's State of the Union address?
You bet. That was beautifully constructed.
Well, and he pulled it off only with a couple of faux pas.
Well, you can't pick your deliverer when you're told to write a speech. You write the speech.
Right.
But I would suggest that one was good enough that he may have had MKUltra people helping him. That was well done. That was a beautiful propaganda piece. So,
yeah,
he had some good people behind him writing that one.
Well, and like I said, I mean, I'm sure that he was told that you better deliver the speech of your life, because I'll tell you what, he did not look well. He looked kind of worn.
Right.
And, you know, of course, Cheney, I mean, this guy, he's out of the limelight. This guy can do anything, and nobody attacks him. He was sitting back there looking like his usual. And for a guy that's got heart problems, he looked infinitely better than George Bush does. When Bush gets, what, 2-3 hour nap every day, exercises a lot, and does all these other things. There's something else going on with Mr. Bush. I think
he's got the raccoon in the headlights look, doesn't he?
Yes, and that makeup really didn't do justice. He still looked chalky as all get out.
Yeah. So anyhow, that was a beautiful propaganda piece, well written, and he didn't do a bad job of executing it.
Well, he didn't, and like I said, I mean, I said that right at the top of this. I said that he delivered the speech of his life, and he had to.
I think comparable to those that Adolf Hitler put on.
Very effective speaker, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Real crowd pleaser.
Uh-huh. So he did a good job.
Yeah.
About the best I've ever seen him do.
Right.
And he'll draw a lot of suckers to the show.
Well, and they will, because, you know, my analogy of this is spot on, because if you take a look at this, you know, for the people that are watching the propaganda mills through their, whatever, their news agency or their news conduit, the people that aren't on the internet and actively searching, if these people don't know that there's something wrong and the politicians that have lied to us for a number of years don't have the wherewithal, the gumption to get on and at least the internet and start searching out some stories, well, then shame on them. But I feel badly for a lot of people that have been duped, and this is not a carte blanche, absolution of Americans, because we all have the ability to think for ourselves, but some people are just too doggone lazy to think for themselves and actually do something about their condition, or, gosh forbid, let's get together and change our current miserable positions here.
Well, it's the same thing, though, Jim. If your source of information has not been consistently accurate, then it is not a trusted source of information. And what have we gotten out of this government lately? You know, we can go around, we can search things out, we spot things, we smell things out. And when it stinks, you can smell it. And we find the facts. And I don't know why the people aren't smelling this out, but I think more of them are, because I'm taking people that are strictly apolitical. They don't have nothing to do with politics. And they're saying there's something drastically wrong. That's people that don't touch politics.
Well, and these people are going to wake up. The bills are going to keep piling into their mailboxes. They're not going to be able to afford their mortgage. They're not going to be able to pay for their cars. They're not going to be able to take their vacations. They're not going to have their discretionary funds that they like to play around with for their entertainment and, you know, joy feelings and happy, happy thoughts. And these people are going to be they're going to look like the deer in a headlight crowd out there, because when it hits them, it's going to hit them hard, and they have no understanding. They're going to be angry. They're going to be lashing out. And the first person and we're not talking the stupid people out there, unfortunately. But for those people out there that don't have a clue, as you said, that there's something drastically wrong, and all of a sudden they get blindsided, you know, they're going to be the first person they should get angry with when they get up in the morning to fix their hair or to shave their face. Look at that reflection in that mirror. You're looking at yourself. That is the first party to blame.
Well, the ones that really concern me are those who have been on the dole most of their lives in one form or another. And that includes people that work for government. As you know, you and I pay their wages. They don't pay any taxes. We pay their taxes for them by giving them a little more money so that their taxes can be paid. What are those people going to do? No more income.
Yep.
That's pretty dangerous stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, and it's not even a choice at that point. You have no food on the table. You have no prospect of putting it on there. What do you do at that point?
No.
Yeah, you panic, and that doesn't do you any good, because after you're busy bouncing off the walls for 10 minutes or 10 days or whatever the case may be, you're right back in the same predicament that you were that set you off in the first place. And,
you know, we get back to the Boy Scout routine, don't we, James? John, on this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be prepared.
There you go.
Prepared.
Thank you, John.
Please be prepared.
Yes.
See you later.
Thank you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just got done talking to Michael J. Stevens' group yesterday, and he's sponsoring Eric Williams' show on Saturdays, and we're going to run commercials on the network, and because he's I'd met him several times at preparedness expos across the country. You know, folks, when people used to show up to get prepared and they wanted to find out what was going on, they wanted to show up to see their favorite personalities or speakers. They wanted the information. It was a comfortable setting, rubbing elbows and shoulders with thousands of other people of like minds. Yeah, those were the good days. I'd like to see those happen again. Speaking of which, on the 18th of February at the Alamo Draft House on Colorado Street in downtown Austin, Texas, Coming up the 18th, we've got Dylan Avery coming into town. We just set the itinerary yesterday, locked up the facility, and got his airfare down here. By the way, a little warning on this, a little caveat. Let me not lose my train of thought on this. But if you've got to fly anyplace, folks, be prepared when you're searching out airfares. You are going to be shocked. Now, the 18th, that's on a Saturday. The following Monday is President's Day, and I was told by one airline employee that, well, the reason why the airfares are up because we're just about overbooked. Yeah, right. And I watched airfares in one day go for a $600 round trip from Albany, New York to Austin Bergstrom Airport, which, by the way, you can't even get a flight out in the evening anymore. See, that's how well Austin's doing. We don't even have the commerce down here to fill planes for business people coming in and out. But I watched the airfares from that Albany to Austin and return trip go from $650 to $1,500 in less than a day. And I'm sure a lot of that money is for their security and more fuel cost, and, well, they're just passing it off to the consumer, the flying public. But on the 18th, mark this down on your calendar and give us a call because seating is limited. There's only 200 seats available at this theater. And any indication I saw at the Truth Seekers meeting a couple of weeks ago, this place is going to be packed. So that's the 18th at the Alamo Draft House on Colorado Street in downtown Austin, Texas, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, February 18th. Dylan Avery will be there live in the flesh with a presentation and a talk to the fine people down here in Austin, Texas. And you can get your tickets. And don't wait on this. Tickets will be available at the door, but by the time you get there, there may not be any. So what we need you to do is call the network, send in your funds, and we'll mail you out the tickets in a timely fashion so you have them in plenty of time. You need to call 800-724-2719. And we're getting in a position, folks, that I have a little bit more time freed up. And I want to start doing more symposiums, more talks. I want to be responsible for bringing more of the better minds down here to Austin, Texas for presentations. You know, everybody was elated a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't a bad crowd. They had 165 people or more, and they saw a brief showing of Loose Change too. But, folks, that was 165 people. We've had a talk show host here in Austin that's been yelling at the top of his lungs for how many years, had a TV program. And we've only able to gather 165 patriots for any one location at any given time. Folks, I can remember going to preparedness expos. We had 10, 15, 20 times that amount. And those were on slow days. So consider what we're doing here. Okay? Consider how we're supposed to be prepared, get our country back, do all of these things. You know, I mentioned Michael J. Stevens. This is a guy that I've met at several of these preparedness expos. A wonderful guy. A lot of these people, he started in the business. Well, about 145 preparedness companies have since Y2K gone out of business. He stuck around. Not because he was making a ton of money. Because he sells the best quality food at the best prices. He stayed around because he felt it was his duty and obligation to keep people prepared. So I am very pleased. Now I'll have him up on this program, and we'll talk about preparedness issues. You know, not just an infomercial, carefully couched infomercial selling food. He is genuinely concerned. See, I only like dealing with real people with real motives, folks. If people think I'm a little bit surly and impatient and angry at times, you better believe that I am. Why? Because I don't like folderol and BS. And that's what a lot of people like to engage in. And I don't have time for that. Nor do you. And if you think you do, you're not living on planet Earth. But Michael J. Stevens, I'm very pleased to be with this guy because since 1999, he amassed quite a bit of money. And he told me the other day, he says, I've gone through all of my savings. He said, I'm now living in a rented facility. And he said, I don't have any money. He said, but I, like you, we're going to stay around to prepare those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. That's my kind of guy. So as John from Minnesota, and thanks for calling in, John. I wondered what happened to you. As he said, prepare, prepare, prepare. Because when this thing goes, it's going to be really ugly. And we don't want people to be scared. You know, let everybody else be scared out there, folks. not you. Not the salt of the earth people that have listened to this network, supported this network, that are real, live, true American heroes. My idea of an American hero is not a football star or some guy that does an Audie Murphy in Iraq or anything like that. My idea of a true American hero is a person that is patriotic and not afraid to say so and act as if they are patriot and act as if, you know, we have a problem and I'm going to step up to the plate and I am going to chip in and I'm going to do my part. To me, those are my heroes. Break coming up here. Come back on the other side. Got a short story about the court says legislative prayer a sin. Story by Jim Tucker. Short one, but it drives to the point. You know, we got too many people just praying to God in this country. We got to get God out of government. Got to get it out of the public institutions. We got to make God go away. Because after all, folks, I've said this many times, God is the conscience of man. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
For the first time in 189 years, the Indiana House opened its legislative session on January 4th without a formal prayer because a court has ruled such prayers are unconstitutional. Instead, the legislators held a bipartisan prayer meeting in the rear of the chamber moments before the gaveled to order. Democrats Peggy Welch invoked the Holy Spirit, and Republican Eric Turner actually invoked the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, arrest that guy. He's a terrorist. Meanwhile, the ruling in favor of the Indiana ACLU is being appealed. Oh, there's our our vaunted friends over at the Card Carrying Caring Club called the ACLU. House Floor Bosma said, they say that we will continue to fight this order by every constitutional means available. We'll continue to fight this order by every constitutional means available until it's overturned, Speaker Brian Bosma said. It is being appealed in the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and will be appealed to the Supreme Court if necessary. Bosma is a Republican, but both parties are drawn together on this issue. Really? Democrats are for prayer, too? Shocker, isn't it, folks? Well, we still have good people in this country. The controversy began on November 30th when District Judge David Hamilton ruled that legislative prayers could not invoke Christ's name or title or any other denominational appeal. The prayers, said Hamilton, who was appointed by President Bill Clinton, must be non-sectarian. For the first time in two centuries, the Speaker of the House had been placed in a position of seeing to it that only government-approved theology will be offered on the House floor, Bosma said. Requiring people to pray in accordance with the government-approved theology directly interferes with the freedom of conscience and speech that each of us holds so dearly. By God's grace, we shall not faint from this task, end quote. The U.S. Congress opens each day's session with prayer, and each chamber has a chaplain to help members with spiritual problems. Contrary to widespread belief, the Constitution says nothing about wall between church and state. The phrase was actually used by Thomas Jefferson in a letter dated January 1st of 1802 to the Danbury Baptist Association, Connecticut. The Constitution prohibits the government from imposing a religion, but does not limit its practice. And, you know, folks, Christian ministers, by the way, Jewish rabbis and Islamic imams all have opened up the legislature in prayer, Bosma said. Some mentioned Jesus Christ, some chose not to, Bosma said. Some mentioned faith other than Christianity, some did not. Others made reference only to God, and others chose not to mention his name in any shape, manner, or form. The point is that we did not all agree, perhaps, on theology of those prayers, but we all agreed and respected the individual's right to pray openly, freely, without coercion, and without censorship. First time in this country's history, ladies and gentlemen, a state legislative body has banned prayer, opening prayer. Yes, the wisdom of mankind. No calls? Do I have time to do anything else here? Probably not. Except to say, let me just repeat in case you missed it. I wanted to get into Tex Mars's well-thought-out and considered story about George W. Bush being a Zionist double agent, an American traitor, but I don't have time. By the way, we're still negotiating for Tex Mars to be on this network on the weekends, and we will continue to do so. Folks, we're building a coalition. We're building the network, still building it over here. We're building a coalition of people that are just tired of the same old stuff. Had enough of it? Good. Get angry. Do whatever motivates you. But get involved. Coming up, and again, on February 18th at the Alamo Draft House, from 3 to 6 p.m., we're going to have Dylan Avery down here with his presentation and a talk to the fine people down here in Austin, and that's in conjunction with Truth Seekers. And you need to call, because tickets are going to go fast on this one. 800-724-2719. By the way, I checked the weather reports. It's going to rain that day, so it's a good day to be indoors. That's just a story. I'm just kidding. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.